All right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, marketing specialist, man all about town. And, you know, I'm hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. What's going on, sir?
Hey, everything is good, Dave. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist and all around good guy.
Everything's good, Dave. I forgot that part.
All I gotta say is when you are an all around good guy, you don't ever forget it. And see, Dave, that's why I always tell you. You always say, oh, Leonard, you do the same intro every time. You gosh darn right, because I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Short okay. to all the right, point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we can always say
it's too late now.
Does that make it?
You got to wait till the Friday show. You got to wait till the Friday show and then redeem yourself.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, how are you doing, sir?
Good. What about you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Didn't do too much. Just kind of actually chilled this weekend. Had to get some work done in my car, so I was kind of, you know, sticking close to home anyway. So I didn't do anything really. I did make it to church, but that was about it. What about you?
Last week I think I might said I can't remember. Well, so last week Monday was my daughter's birthday. And on Friday, we kind of went out to celebrate because that was the first night nobody had any activities. And we went to Hibachi Grill, you know, where they cook the food in front of you.
The one on 40.
Yeah. Yep. So the one on 40. So, I mean, that was good. You know, everyone had a great time. I told my daughter and my son, you know, the youngs never miss any shrimp. You know how they cut the shrimp and try to flip it up in your mouth? I've never missed a shrimp. My daughter caught her shrimp, and my son had to walk home. I'll just put it like that.
Oh, that's a shame. That is really a shame. So he never lived it down, huh?
Nope.
Well, hey, tell him he got to get his game up.
He does. You know, just don't get your game up practicing shrimp at the house. You know, you practice with popcorn, and then we'll transition to mess around, have shrimp all on the floor in the trash can.
Yeah, that's right. Shrimp ain't cheap, man. Shrimp ain't cheap, you know. And especially nowadays, since there's shortage on things. Here, there's a shortage on butter.
Is it really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a shortage on butter. And they said on beer, too.
Damn.
So, you know, the world's about to go crazy, man. You know, you can't. You know, butter is very important.
Thank God for liquor. Dave, we're gonna be up here eating I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, there you go. The imitation butter, man. Yeah. I mean, but I tell you, we're just in a weird place in our lives right now, and everything just seems to be like so weird right now. I mean,
definitely is.
It's just crazy. You know, speaking of crazy, we didn't get a chance to mention this last week when we did our last Tuesday show. And at that time we knew this, but we forgot to mention it. And actually, I know you went and paid your respects to this person today, but we lost a really bright star, someone who had made a mark in politics here in Delaware and also in business as well, Ms. Rashima Dixon. We lost her a couple of Fridays ago, unexpectedly. And her funeral was today, and I know you went, right, Leonard?
Yeah, yes, I did. Very, very nice event. A lot of people were out there. You know, just to kind of set the record straight on a couple things, she was the youngest and youngest female. I'm sorry, she was the youngest female slash and or female of color to serve on the Wilmington City Council. So she actually won that position at the age of around 30. And she served on City Council about 5 years. And of course, the term is 4 years. So she resigned 1 year into her second term to follow her business passion, which led her to India, Africa, of course, America, doing pretty much community work. So, you know, that was definitely her passion. And, you know, Dave, even as sad as it is, one of the things I think about is, you know, I think she joined City Council to try to make a change in the community. And a lot of people who are very community focused may realize that once you get into politics, you can't always make the change. You can't always make the change that you think you want to change. But you,
right,
know,
she, you have more power outside of,
right,
politics.
But yeah, she had enough courage and passion to follow her passion, even though it meant, you know, kind of dropping out in the public light. And I mean, you know, nobody really faulted her, but, you know, I'm just glad that she was able to pursue her passion in her last days, even though she did not know they were her last days. So, you know, that's one thing that's, you know, kind of, you know, positive about, you know, how some things worked out prior to, you know, her death.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I remember when it came out that she was leaving City Council and that she was resigning. And I was like, what? Why would she do that? You know, I think a lot of us felt that way, you know, because everybody was kind of questioning why she did it. And then when you saw that, you know, she wanted to spend more time and with her business and all of that type of stuff. And I was like, wow, that's deep. But, you know, she did it. She never looked back.
Right, exactly.
She you know, she started doing some big things with her business, her main business, and then started doing some other things as well. As Leonard just said, she traveled all over the place. And, and you know, she was just one of these people who, when she made a decision about something, she was determined to make sure that was the right decision for her.
Right.
And I have to say, you know, I knew her, but I didn't know her well, not as well as you did, Leonard. But I, you know, I marveled at the things that she did at such a young age. I mean, folks, she was only 35.
Right.
You know, and you know, I marvel at what she's done, the mark that she's made. I know you said there, you and I were talking earlier, you said there were a lot of people, a lot of dignitaries, a lot of proclamations that were read today, right? You know, so, you know, when you have that kind of thing going on, and the outpouring of love when she passed was just crazy. I mean, everywhere you look, people was talking about Rashima Dixon. It hit the News Journal. I mean, I always call it the News Journal, Delaware Online.
Right.
I mean, it was, you know, it came across my news feed. I was actually at a retirement luncheon for a former supervisor of mine down in Dover when it came across my phone. And I was like, what? Because I just, you know, I stopped in my tracks. I said, nah, no way. You know,
same here.
You know, so but then, like, you know, it was all over Delaware Online, all over the news, and I was like, you know, even DTV had, you know, had posted something, you know, it was everywhere. But that tells you about the effect that this woman had, and what the changes that she had made and the effects that she had on people's lives. So she will be missed. And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about her, you know, because we did, we meant to do it last week and we forgot to say something, but we wasn't going to let tonight go by without talking about Rashima Dixon.
Right. And Dave, I'm sorry to cut you off. One thing I do want to say, and you know, one of the pastors had a great word that he said, and he said, so of course he was talking about Rashima Dixon leaving a legacy because she was so young and what she, you know, might have been able to do if she was, you know, were still living. But he said, you know, a legacy is when you plant the seed, but you don't get to see it harvested. And I was like, man, like that right there is deep. Cause I mean, that's kind of what I think about, you know, she planted so many seeds. They talked about all the organizations she was in and everything she did. And I was like, damn, but you know, she definitely started a lot of stuff and, you know, created a lot of stuff through her business and her community involvement that other people can carry on to fruition. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it goes back to that old axiom. We should not be sad that she died. We should be happy because she lived.
Right.
And, you know, you can't say it any better than that. So rest in paradise. That's what I always like to say. Rest in paradise, young queen. And you will be missed. Okay. All right. With that being said, we're going to go ahead into our show. But before we get into our topic, I got to go with the little sports feature. You know, because if I don't talk about it, Leonard ain't gonna talk about it, folks. So I gotta talk about it. You know, Eagles are 3-0. They won their third straight game of the young season, beating up on the Washington Commanders. that stadium holds almost 70 something thousand people down there. They said that it was 70%. Eagle fans down there in Washington.
Damn.
At that game. They said everywhere you look. Matter of fact, a couple of people I know went to the game. They said everywhere you look, you saw Eagle Green down there. It was crazy. And of course, they played against their old quarterback, former quarterback Carson Wentz, and sacked him 9 times. And it was just a big win for the Eagles. A very big emotional win for them, and they're playing very well. And they're probably they're ranked number 2 in the power rankings right now, as far as best team. So I want to say hats off to the Eagles. They got another emotional game coming up this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who happens to be coached by Doug Peterson, the former Eagle coach who won the Super Bowl back in 2017. So it's going to be very interesting because he's coming back to Philadelphia for the first time with a new team. And so it's going to be interesting how things go this weekend. And they're on a roll, too, because they lost their first game, but they won their last 2. So it's going to be a very interesting and emotional day for the Eagles as they take on their former coach. So hats off to the Eagles. You know, hopefully they continue to do what they need to do in order to, hey, look, let's see if we can get back to another Super Bowl, you know? I know it's early in the season, but, you know, if the Cowboy fans can talk about Cowboys all season long, then we can talk about the Eagles. So I just wanted to bring that up. Okay. And that leads us kind of into our first story, since we were just talking about football just then. I came across a story about Colin Kaepernick. And everybody remember Colin Kaepernick. He's remembered more now for what he did off the field than what he did on the football field. But you know, he's a civil rights activist now and very well known for his stance that he took on racism. And Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre, who was Green Bay Packers quarterback for years, and sparked a debate about race on social media. Now, the reason that this story is pretty prominent is because, you know, Colin Kaepernick pretty much got ostracized for his stance on, you know, on race and everything. And, you know, because he took a knee during the national anthem in court, you would have thought he shot somebody. You know, right. We got 17 to 18 year olds with assault rifles going around shooting people. But this guy was banned from football because he took a knee during the playing of the national anthem.
Right.
Because he, you know, because of his, it was what he felt that he needed to do. Why are they comparing him to Brett Favre? Because Brett Favre has been in the news for reportedly stealing, well, I shouldn't say stealing, but misappropriation of funds, welfare money, that from the state of Mississippi, and using it, you know, for all types of different things, but not for what it was supposed to be. One is supposed to be a brand new stadium, a volleyball stadium that he wanted to build or whatever at his alma mater, Southern Mississippi University. So,
And they said his daughter plays volleyball
and his daughter
on the team that will use that stadium.
Yeah. But now I have heard, you know, said out of a couple different camps that they said that he didn't know where the money was coming from. But then I've also heard, yeah, he had an identity, like he was working with the governor of Mississippi on this project. And the governor definitely knew where the money was coming from. So why wouldn't he have known? But yet, you know, Brett Favre hasn't taken any hit as far as his image or anything. You know, and the only reason that anybody is making it sound like he's created a crime is mainly the black folks that are saying stuff, because, you know,
we say the white folks ain't talking about it.
That they ain't talking about him because he's a football star, and plus he's like a big hero in Mississippi, you know, because that's where he's from. But you know, Mississippi is one of the poorest states in the United States.
Yeah, and, pretty well, you know, they're talking about Jackson bad water, but yet Brett Favre getting all this money, but they can't fix, you know, the water in Jackson.
They can't fix the water in Jackson, and then there's some problems there. Jackson State University, where, you know, Deion Sanders is coaching or whatever, and, you know, and which is the HBCU, there's some things there that needs to be done at that school. You know, but nobody's talking about, the governor's not talking about using money to help what needs to be done over there at that school, you know. But yet they want to build, you know, a volleyball stadium. Now, volleyball is great, don't get me wrong. But $5 million of state
welfare benefit money at that.
That's right.
Now, did you see, there were some screenshots going around of text messages that he was having with somebody. And the thing that makes him look guilty was, in one of the text messages, he said, "Is there any way I could get in trouble or the media would find out?" And the lady's like, "Oh, no, you know, nobody's going to." And I guess she must have been the one screenshotted the messages and sent them out, because, you know, it could have only been either him or her who released those texts.
Well, it's interesting when you look at it, how people are reacting to this whole thing. It, you know, it said that Favre helped divert $5 million to a fund to fund a volleyball stadium at the University of Southern Mississippi. $2.15 million that went to a pharmaceutical company called Privacus that the former QB is involved with, and $1.1 million that he personally pocketed per insiders.
Must be nice. Must be. But they, if somebody came to you and was like, hey, I work for the state, I can get you this money, don't say nothing, would you take it?
What's that?
If somebody worked for, let's say, the state, city, county, and they were like, hey, Dave, you know, I can get you $500,000. You know, we're just going to say it's for this. No one will ever find out. Would you take it?
Oh, why are you trying to put me out there like that, man?
Well, I mean, Dave, this right here, Leonard's Corner. Leonard's Corner in show. In show.
No, this is send Dave to jail type stuff. Yeah, I know.
News and trends with Lynn.
News and trends. Yeah, that's what it would be. That's what it would be. Oh, we gotta keep an eye on. Next thing I know, I'll be having black cars parked outside my house all the time. So, I get the whole thing about, because a lot of these athletes get caught up in these get rich quick schemes and scams and so forth. And it's really a shame because a lot of them knowingly know that there could be a risk involved, you know. Right. But I just think that, you know, here we got two guys, you know, you got Colin and you got Brett. And Colin still, you know, as recent as a year or two ago, was still trying to get back into pro football to play pro football. And nobody would give him an opportunity to do that because they still had a problem with him taking the knee.
Right.
You know, because they said it was against the flag. That's not what that whole thing was about. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily against the flag. It was just about equality. Right. And justice for all, you know. You know, ever since he's done that, look at what has happened since he took that knee. A lot.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, now everyone takes knees. Like,
yeah, that's right. Because now when people want to stand together, you see all different colored people, and you see young, old, it doesn't matter. It's just something because a lot of – and they'll take that knee together because of something that they realize that they need to do. But why wasn't this acceptable when he did it? You know, but yet we can have a guy like a Brett Favre because he's a Hall of Famer and a legend, you know. Oh, but Brett didn't know, or Brett wasn't trying to do this, or Brett wasn't trying to do that and just try to let him. Why isn't he being charged with something? The NFL should be charged, and he should be charged and have to pay back that money.
No, forget that. Well, you know, they say the welfare money is federal money. So that should be a federal crime.
That's jail time. Yeah. That's a white collar crime. Right
now,
there.
Granted, he wasn't the perpetrator. So, like, I don't know who was a spearhead to give him money, but I'm assuming it's almost like accepting stolen money.
He pocketed $1.1 million, supposedly. Okay. That wasn't his money.
Right.
I mean, regardless of what happened to the other part of it, he pocketed supposedly $1.1 million. Okay, so you know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, you know, and how we always seem to be getting the short end of the stick when it comes to these type of things. I'm going to put it that way. I'm not going to get too deep into what I'm thinking, but I'm just saying that we got to stay woke, folks. We got to pay attention, you know, and you know, this is not right. No way could it be right. something needs to happen with Favre. He needs to, some kind of charges should be brought against him. You know, and him and the group, whoever he was working with, whatever, all of them should be investigated. So, and according to governor, and also mm-hmm. including the governor right. of Mississippi. Yeah. So, I guess we'll see what happens as the story develops even more. But, you know, definitely not a fair, not a fair look and not a good look. So, all right. That's my take on it. So
yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't see how. Now the question is, with whatever he gets charged with, will we think it's fair? But I can't see him not getting charged. You know, I feel like this is now. I feel like we
they might
be
just
satisfied.
Make him pay the money back. It might just make him pay the money back and let it go.
I hope not, because I mean they.
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think about all the black people who, if they could just give the item back to the store that they shoplifted and, you know, unbuy the weed and, you know, all that stuff. I mean,
yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Just say no. You know, that
basically.
Type of thing, man. Yeah. So, but I guess we'll see what happens with this story as it develops even more. So, and we find out the truths that we need to find out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll see. All right, so for the next story, and I don't think this is a new clip, but if you're familiar with Jane Elliott, she is an older white lady who speaks a lot about black culture very intelligently. So, you know, a lot of people kind of respect her. They kind of like what she says. And she's almost, I won't say she's an advocate for black people, but she's semi a truth teller. And, you know, a lot of people consider her to be very respected. So I was scrolling through social media and I saw this and I was like, Dave, you know, this is interesting. She was saying, and I'm about to play the clip, but she is basically saying that in the future, as the ozone layer opens up and more of the sun rays are entering to Earth's atmosphere, that people without melanin in their skin will be more likely to die of melanoma because they will not be able to be as well protected from the sun's rays. So with that said, I just want to play her clip. It's about 2 minutes long.
Hey, white people, stop having kids. Sorry.
don't ask every white woman who wants to make a living and get an education to have children. They aren't going to do it. They're going to wait until they're 42, and then it will be too late. And then they'll say, oh my goodness, what am I going to do about this situation? Look what society did to me. People, get over it. By the time these young people get ready to have children, they will realize that as the hole in the ozone layer gets larger and more sunlight is allowed to enter our environment, and more people who have pale faces are going to die of melanoma, which is a skin cancer that you get if you don't have enough melanin in your skin. Let me tell you, people of color are going to be very much in demand for reproduction in the future. Mark my words, you're laughing now, but you wait 20 years. You won't even have to wait 20 years, because they're going to see that if they want their children, their grandchildren, and their great-grandchildren to survive, they're going to have some melanin in their skin. That's the way it's going to be. This is going to take care of itself, and all the silly stuff that you got going on about the Little Mermaid today is going to fade into the past, and we're all going to just laugh ourselves silly. Oh, but anybody would get upset about this is totally ridiculous, and it proves the ignorance. It proves the self-imposed ignorance of the so-called white population of the United States of America.
Hey, get it?
Okay, so basically, just to recap, she's saying that, you know, as the ozone layer opens up, those without melanin in their skin will be more susceptible to melanoma, and saying that white people are going to have to get it together, especially the ones who talk about race mixing and being prejudiced, that if they're concerned about their children and grandchildren making it into the future, they're going to need to start mixing races or they're going to die out. And I was like, damn.
She also said, stop tripping about the Little Mermaid.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Key point.
Yeah. You know, she's not the first person I've heard say this. I was listening to NPR once, and there was a woman on NPR. It wasn't her, but it was another woman, and she was a white woman, who was talking about that blacks are people, blacks and people that have darker skin. You know, she put in there Indians. She mentioned people from places like Pakistan and Iraq and places like that, and Egyptians and all of this kind of stuff. She mentioned quite a few different darker skinned people. And she said, we'll live longer lives than people that are considered to be just plain white. And I just thought it was interesting that she would say that. Now, she didn't bring up the ozone layer or any, you know, or any of that, you know, but she did mention that because of the way that the skin is constructed, that it has a greater protection against different types of climates and weather and all of this type of stuff, as opposed to the other folks who didn't have that. So, you know, and that's basically, I think, you know, what we're hearing here as far as the melanin in the skin, and being able to, you know, protect us and give us a longer life based on what's going on with the ozone layer. You know, we hear stuff about this planet every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really, is, you know, between, you know, what's going on with the ozone, between the
the, you know, glaciers melting,
and
the pollute, you know, air pollution.
Yeah.
Dave, we talked about what Herschel Walker said about the air pollution.
No.
Yeah, so basically on a prior show, we talked about Herschel Walker, yeah, as intelligent as he is, said, why should America spend all this money on cleaning the air and it will just float over to China and get dirty again and come back to us? So why should we be the only ones spending all this money on air?
Well,
yeah, I mean,
he's been hanging out with Sarah Palin, and they're looking at Russia outside of her window. So, I mean, you know, what can you say? You know, it's you know, I can't really address Herschel Walker and his foolishness.
Right.
He should have stuck to football, you know. Anyway, that's just a mess. But it is funny. There are so many different little clues as to things changing and how much things have changed. Over the years, there's something that I've noticed that I see less and less of. And you say to yourself, where did they go? But lightning bugs or fireflies. Have you noticed you don't see them anymore?
No, but let me tell you what's everywhere. Those spotted lantern flies. They are, and
where they
over.
Came from, where they came from, I do not know, I don't remember seeing those ever before in my life. And it's just like those cicadas that came out last year that they said came out every so often in so many years. And I was like, I don't remember hearing about these things before. And, you know, and all the noise that they were making. Well, mm-hmm. We had them briefly this year, just they wasn't as visible as they were last year, you know. So, but you don't see lightning bugs the way you used to anymore. It's
that's true.
They have totally disappeared just about. Like, every now and then I might see a flash and I say, oh, there's one right there. But you only see one. You don't see a lot of them, you know, like you used to. Even with flies and mosquitoes. Now, you know, of course, depending on what areas you might be in, they might be heavily populated, you know, more populated in some. But I remember coming up as a kid, they were everywhere, you know. Now you don't see them like you used to, you know. It just seems like everything is disappearing. to me. And, you know, I've lived a few years, and I look around, and even when, you know, you can tell time almost by the change of the seasons and knowing when you almost look at your watch and know when you're going to start to see the brown leaves and you had to start thinking about raking leaves and so forth, or like during the summertime when, you know, you knew the leaves were going to stop or the pollen season. Did you notice this year's pollen season was even different than it had been over the last 5, 6,
no,
7 years?
So luckily I'm not allergic, so I never pay attention.
Well,
any,
I'm not
any
talking.
Year.
I'm not talking about allergies. I'm not even talking about
just
allergies.
Like, okay.
You remember how? Look.
So I've
you,
never
you
lived
know how
anywhere
you would come
where,
outside, you look at your cars, and they'd be green.
But you know, I've never lived anywhere where I've ever had any pollen issues. So I mean,
but
you know,
live right here in Delaware. What are you talking about? You never had issues with your cars being covered with pollen?
No.
Well, okay, that's right. I forgot the planet that you came from.
No, I'm just saying, like where I live now. Even when I lived in the city, like I didn't have. Now there may be a time if I go to a particular place, like a onesie twosie, I'll come out and like there'll be some pollen on my car, but like not for like a summer period or weeks period.
Well, it would only, like, the pollen season seemed like it would only last for a couple of weeks. But I've come out, look, I remember being able to write my name on my car from the pollen, you know, because it was so thick. And, I mean, you know, it's just weird. Just how everything has just changed. And, you know, you just have things are just so different now. And I guess, you know, with them building these electric cars and everything now, and, you know, changing the way, you know, pushing everything to that, you know, with the ecosystem, the way that it is. And 20, you know, I don't even think, well, I'm not even going to say 20, 10 years from now, man, 10 years from now, it could be really, you know, what we're talking about now is going to be a distant memory.
Yeah, no, you're right, because they said by 2027, I think all cars have to be electric. So we got
and
about
I believe
five
because
more years.
They're pushing everything that way anyway, and of course that gives them a reason to charge those astronomical prices that they're charging for those electric cars. I mean, you know, because you won't be able to get a car for under $30,000 in that case.
Yeah, well, you know, they said the average car now is $46,000. And the consumer reports say now is not the time to buy a new car.
And that's why they
just price so high.
A lot of the dealerships, they price so high because supply and demand also, because they can't get these cars. You know, I had somebody tell me it took them 4 months to get their new car because they couldn't, you know, because the dealership couldn't get the car delivered. And it wasn't. You go on the lot, you see a bunch of cars on the lot, but they can't sell you any of those cars. It's crazy. So, I don't know. And you know, it's really weird. It's really crazy. But, you know, this woman may not be too far off from the truth, man.
Yeah.
You know,
ain't no telling.
Yeah, ain't no
stranger
telling.
Things ain't have no happened.
Telling. Yeah, well. Yeah, that's kind of like a great, great thing, theme for a TV show, Stranger Things.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And as always, we appreciate your feedback on anything that we talk about during our show. And of course, the things that you've already heard us talk about thus far. Reach out to us on our Facebook page or Instagram page, and you know, any way that you normally try to get a hold of us, you can always get a hold of us. We're on all the platforms, people, so you can hear our show just about on all the major platforms, so podcast platforms. So you know what, we didn't get a chance to talk about our contest either.
All right, go ahead, Dave. Let them know.
We're coming up on a year, folks, of doing News and Trends. November 8th, we're going to be doing our anniversary show, and we're giving one of you or one of your one of you guys who have been are one of our faithful listeners or our faithful listeners a chance to actually be our co-host for our anniversary show. All you got to do is send us a video of why you listen to our show and why you feel that you should be that person who comes on to do the co-hosting duties with us for our anniversary show that day. And we're going to do our anniversary show on November the 8th. And we would love to have one of our faithful listeners as our co-host that particular day. So make sure you get those videos to us. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Instagram page. Reach out to us that way. Send us a message on the messenger or on DM us or inbox us. Whatever way you need to get it to us, you can get it to us. But we are looking forward to picking the video that we feel would be the best one to have come on and hang out with us as far as our co-host is concerned. So please, please get those videos together. You want to get them to us. We'll be announcing the deadline this Friday on our weekend roundup show, okay? As to when they got to be in by. But start working on those videos, folks, okay? All right, let's do our next story.
All right, so the next story is regarding everyone may remember the white lady who called 911 on the black bird watcher that she said was harassing her. So her name was Amy Cooper, affectionately known to the media as Central Park Karen. So she was the one who called. those are CBS News words, not mine. But so she came to fame after calling 911 to claim that a black bird watcher has threatened her. Due to that video that went viral, she lost her job at her her former employer because of her racist and sexist behavior during that incident. So she filed a lawsuit against her company, which was Franklin Templeton, saying that they had unjustly fired her because of the incident. And last week, a judge held up that basically they dismissed her suit of racial and gender discrimination, saying that that was not valid and that she basically remains terminated from that employer. So, I mean, that's definitely a win for us. Anyone who's seen that video, and it's funny, like I watched the video this week and last week a couple times. And Dave, I don't know if you remember, but the whole time she's trying to say this black bird watcher is threatening her, she is advancing closer to him. And she basically has her dog in the chokehold. She's holding her dog where the dog is on the back two legs, kind of choking on the other two legs as she holds the collar up, which is just crazy. Do you remember this video?
Oh yeah, I remember it very well. And I also have watched it recently myself. So it was ridiculous, and she was ridiculous, and she definitely was a Karen. And it's a shame that we even had that term. I think they said it was added to the Urban Dictionary. So, that we had that term for people like this. And one thing that's also positive about the story, because this guy who's very into bird watching, he's like one of the top aficionados as far as when it comes to bird watching in the whole United States. He knows his birds, and he's supposed to be getting his own TV show talking about bird watching.
Oh wow. Okay.
So things have definitely been on the come up for him. And of course a lot of people took his side in the whole story because you know, of course, he was taping at the time. You know, it definitely made her look crazy.
Oh, no, it definitely.
It definitely made her look crazy. And I'm sure, you know, that's probably part of the reason that she lost her lawsuit because there was just no way that she can, you know, look good in that situation. Unfortunately, we've had too many of these type of stories to happen. And it always makes you, I know I was going into a store one day and I didn't know somebody was, you know how you walk into the store and you don't know somebody's right behind you. You hold the door open and you don't know, right. If you don't look behind you, you don't know if somebody's trying to come in on your door hole, if you know what I mean, you know. So I'm going through the door and I admit I didn't look behind me. And I let the door go as I was going through. Well, and, there was this white woman.
Door, what was that door holding, Karen?
Well, let's just put it this way. This white woman called herself trying to walk behind me, trying not to have to hold the door for herself, of course. And said that I purposely, she said, you saw me coming. You purposely let that door go. And I had my back turned to her at the time because I didn't know anybody was in back of me. And I said, wait, hold on. Is she talking to me? And I turned around and she said, why didn't you hold the door for me? You saw me coming. I said, ma'am, no, I didn't see you coming. And I apologize for, you know, not holding the door, but I didn't know you were behind me. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And she tried to make a big deal out of it. And there were people coming in. And I'm like, ma'am, again, I am sorry. I should have looked behind me, but I didn't look behind me. And it was not done on purpose. And she wanted to keep going. Leonard, I just walked away.
Yeah, of course.
You're not getting me involved in that. I'm not going there with you. And she said, you can tell that he meant to do it. That's why he's walking away.
And so basically she's trying to call you out in front of
everyone. So this black female who saw the whole thing across the way said, ma'am, it's people like you that causes people all kinds of strife and pain in the world. Because I saw the whole thing. He didn't know you were behind him. And why are you trying to make a big deal of this? You know, we got so many Karens in the world. She said, oh, you're not calling me a Karen. She said, yes, I am. I'm calling you a Karen. What are you going to do about it? And the woman, and then, you know, everybody, you know, is looking at the woman and she just said, I'm leaving. And she just turned around and walked out. She said, that's why I don't like coming to this particular store anyway. So,
what,
you know,
what store was that?
Right? Walmart.
Which Walmart did you give her a bad experience that day?
Take a guess.
Okay. All right. We already know then.
You already know. Okay. All right. So, and I hadn't been in that store in a minute. And that day I went in there, I was like, now I remember why I don't come in here. So, yeah. Because I usually go to the one in Price Corner.
I was just going to say, Karen picked the wrong Walmart if you want to come in and start up some issues regarding black people at that Walmart.
That's the wrong one there. You know, and I think she got that hint because when she said, oh, I'm just going to leave because it was starting to get, she got the wrong crowd at that particular time. She didn't want them people to get involved. So, and I just went on and kept walking, you know, and I said, you know, there's something wrong with these people, man. There's just something wrong in the world today. So
there's something in the water.
Yeah, something in the water. There's something in the water. So, but, you know, this woman, you know, in this story, I'm glad that she, I can't feel sorry for her. You know, she got what she deserved, you know, and let's go from there, you know. So, it's funny how our stories kind of lead into each other because we're still on the issue of.
Yeah, Dave, we talk about it every week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to get away from it.
Impossible.
But impossible, even when you're not, when the story shouldn't be focusing in on that subject, somehow it does, right? Yeah, it's just funny. So this next story, I'm sure everybody has heard, you know, that hasn't been under a rock lately, about the Boston Celtics, who suspended their basketball coach, Ime Udoka, for the whole season of 22-23 in the NBA basketball season because of a inappropriate consensual relationship he had with a staffer of the Boston Celtics, a woman staffer of the Boston Celtics. Now, first of all, this whole situation is unprecedented because I've never heard of anybody being suspended, especially a coach of a sports franchise, professional, I don't care if it's professional, college, whatever, being suspended for a whole year because of an inappropriate relationship situation. Now, the reason this story has gotten a lot of press, of course, the coach is a black coach coaching the Boston Celtics. Well, the Boston Celtics has always been a lightning rod. Boston has always been a lightning rod when it came to race relations over the years, even though they had one of the greatest black basketball players to ever live and also one of the greatest coaches to ever live in Bill Russell to play for them. But if you ever read any of Russell's memoirs or read his book about playing in the NBA and playing for the Celtics, his story was full of how he was treated and how he couldn't stay in certain hotels with the rest of the teams. And all his time in Boston wasn't grand. Here we have a situation where Udoka, the coach Udoka, had a consensual relationship with someone who works for the Boston Celtics. They never gave the woman's name. She has not been suspended. She has not lost her job, even though this relationship was against company policy. Okay, so there's something in company policy that said that because he worked for the Boston Celtics, that he cannot have a relationship with another person that works for the Boston Celtics. Oh, and there's a little small thing that I forgot to mention. The person that he had the relationship with is married. And he wasn't married, but he's been in a 10-year relationship with actress Nia Long. And first of all, I want to punch him in the head myself because it's Nia Long. You know what I'm saying? You know?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Leonard's going to be non-committal on.
No. I'm just saying, you know, at the end of
you're not a Nia Long fan?
I mean, I like Nia Long, but I will say everything that glitters ain't gold. I'm sure you've been in a relationship with somebody who is beautiful, but, you know, stuff didn't click.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Nia Long is just another lady. Who has good qualities and bad qualities.
Mr. Leonard trying to play the devil's advocate.
Okay. Well, no, but it's so funny. Like, I always hear people keep on. Oh, and Dave, this is a post I want to read too. But I always hear people saying like, "Oh, you know, he fumbled the bag and blah blah blah." We don't know what Nia's like behind closed doors. Now, I mean, not to say it's right what he did. So I just want to read something real quick. This is something I saw on social media. For all our news and trends, listen, this is not my opinion. This is what I found on social media. Okay, so And if you get mad at me, just remember Dave said it. All right, yeah, so Dave, okay. This is what it says. Nia Long is 52. Ime Udoka is 45. He is 6'6", an NBA coach and a millionaire. Nia ain't the prize catch here. Period.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, I just want to put that out there. Now, what he did was wrong. Yes, no excuses. But, you know, I think it's easy to look at relationships and be like, oh, like, we'd love. So, hey, Dave, that's probably the same thing they said about Whitney Houston. Oh, we'd love to be with Whitney.
You know? Yeah, well.
We'd love to be with the mine.
Well, what's interesting about these two, I'm going to say this. Now, of course, and I'm not saying it's all Nia, and I'm not saying it's all Ime, but they've been in a relationship for close to 11 years. They have a son.
That's a long time.
They have a son together. They got engaged 5 years ago. He asked her to marry him. She has an opinion about marriage. She's not a big fan of marriage. She doesn't feel that it is all that, as I've read that in a couple of articles in reference to how she felt about marriage. And that's the reason that they're not married, because everybody has said, but why haven't they married yet? Well, supposedly that's the reason why. It's because she's not a big fan of marriage. Obviously, he's not the first person to cheat, because Shaq came out the other day and said, I can't comment on this situation because I was a serial cheater myself. You know, and he said that led to my marriage failing, you know, because I was a serial cheater. And he said, I ain't calling no names, but let ye without sin cast the first stone. He's talking about other players and everything. And he said,
and coaches and staff.
You ain't gonna find too many stones being thrown. That's all he had to say. You know, he said that, you know, so it's something that regularly happens. You know, there's been a lot of speculation as to who the staffer was, because what's kind of crazy about the whole situation, they blew him up, put him in a frying pan, and turned it up on high, right? But yet this woman has not been suspended, has not been named, and, you know, and keep in mind, she's married herself, but yet he's taking all the heat. Now, a lot of people have been speculating, because I don't know if you heard, there's a lot of people going right down the list of the Boston Celtics top executive women.
There's and try only to two. Say,
well, are you talking about the white one and the black one?
No, two white ones.
No, there's some other ones, you know. So, but yeah, and there's been a lot of speculation saying that this person's white, but then there were a couple other black females that have been named as well. So, but you know, everybody's trying to speculate because the Celtics won't give up the woman's name, or the name hasn't come out yet. And, you know, so it's just been interesting, because almost every day they've been talking about this story. And they had a press conference yesterday because they're bringing up one of his top assistants to be the new Celtics coach for now. You know, he doesn't know what he wants to do, because, of course, he said he can go ahead. He don't know if he wants to be suspended for a year. He might just quit and take a chance on trying to get a job somewhere else.
Is he suspended with pay or without pay?
I didn't hear whether it's with pay or without pay. I'm sure he's going to get paid. It'd be crazy. I would sue the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah. What, 1 year?
You know what I mean? Yeah. No salary, too? Yeah. Now, keep in mind, folks, this ain't no fly by night. Now, this guy was named head coach for the first time last year of the Boston Celtics. He took this team to the finals. Okay? He took the team to the NBA finals in his first year. And who, you know, so he's not a slouch as far as a coach. It's not, you know, he's going to be hard to replace. The players are all, you know, upset and everything because, you know, the season opens like next month for the NBA. And here they are, got to learn a new coach and a new coaching style and everything. And, you know, it's really a mess. The whole situation is really a mess. So hopefully, you know, they'll be able to figure everything out. And, you know, I know he's trying to appeal the whole thing. But, you know, they said the Celtics are pretty cut and dry on their rules and regulations. But everybody wants to know if this is one of those situations where the woman who they initially said is white, if it is a white person, and why isn't she having any, why isn't she losing anything on her side?
Right. So according to social media, which may be allegedly, they said the husband caught the wife via the doorbell camera. So I guess she probably went outside to make a call, and he notified the organization. And what I heard is that, I don't know how, because, you know, it's a lot of, the Celtics need to release some more information because there's too much misinformation floating out there. But one of them said that the sex was not consensual and that she reported it to HR. So that's the reason why they're protecting her. That was one story I heard.
Well, the first story I heard was that both of them said it was consensual. It was mm-hmm. what she broke it off with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to hear no for an answer and kept trying to get back with her. And that's when things kind of went awry because supposedly she said something in reference to it.
Gosh. So I'm assuming at that point, if she reported it to HR, then they would be obligated to protect her name. Correct or no?
I guess if it was not consensual, but if it was consensual in the start, but then if he did something that was considered to be foul or unbecoming or whatever the case may be or he was showing up to her house and hanging out at her house and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
becoming stalkerish, then yeah, that could probably be the reason why they're not saying who it is. And then of course they don't want anybody else stalking her because, man, once her name comes out, they're going to consider her to be, you know, public enemy number one. You know,
just like he is.
Yeah.
Why is it okay for him to be public enemy number one?
But his stuff has come out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are they protecting her? You know, and that's what everybody wants to know. Why, you know, did you hear about the argument that Stephen A. Smith got into?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you hear the exchange?
I heard what he said on the air. I didn't hear exchanging with a person, but I did hear him on the air.
Yeah, well, the young lady, Malika Andrews, who he actually got into a heated discussion with about the situation, because she basically was getting on him for, you know, talking about him and how Udoka, as far as the whole situation, and basically, you know, saying that, you know, why hasn't she, because he came out and said, well, why hasn't the woman been named? And why is he taking the hit for all of this when there was actually two parties involved, and he's losing all of this, and her name has not been mentioned, and Malika Andrews has. But why do you think the woman has to be mentioned at all? He's the one that messed up. He, you know, he did and he did.
Well, she's the one who was married, so she's more ethnically.
And that's what nobody's talking about that. And that's what's so crazy. And so Stephen A, you know, was like, you know, he was like, you on my show. Mm-hmm. You don't be coming on here calling me out, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, but this person, Malika Andrews, who happens to be Black, you know who she is? You ever seen her?
I think so.
Yeah. Dates one of the white anchors on ESPN. So she dates a white guy on there. And he said, you know, and, you know, because she's always talking about Black male athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You know. And, of course, you know, quite a few of them have tried to hit on her in the past. But she ain't for it. You know, she dates a certain type. I'll put it that way.
Melanin free?
Yeah. Yeah, that the ozone layer might get exposed. He might get too much from the ozone layer. And get exposed.
So basically he's protecting his kids and grandkids, and he's forward thinking.
Well, they're engaged, so I guess so. So we'll see what happens. So, but hopefully, you know, from a basketball point of view, I feel bad because, you know, it's kind of a mess. You know, it really disrupts the chemistry of the team, you know, with changes at the top and so forth, because they went through changes last year when Udoka became the coach last year. So because the guy who was their coach for a number of years became the GM and went upstairs to, you know, to the GM seat, and they had to hire a new coach and get used to a new coach. So this is just, the timing is bad also. But, you know, of course, you know, this is another one of those morality types of stories, you know, about cheating and so forth. You know, if you step on the other side, you may not be able to get back.
Right.
And Udoka stepped on the other side, you know, and right now we don't know when he's going to get back. So it is what it is. So, but yeah, I'm sure we'll be watching this story because it ain't going away no time soon. So,
right. And so inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds.
Why are they protecting her? Know.
Why are they protecting her? That is right. Yeah. Why? Why are they protecting her? So, and let's hope it's not somebody's wife that we may know from the Boston Celtics organization, because that could be a reason why too. You know what I mean?
True.
So. All right. So, with that being said, we're going to go into Dave's Corner. This is going to be one of Leonard's favorite questions right here.
I already got my answer ready. I done saw the question.
Are you ready already?
Yeah.
You're already ready. Okay. All right. We'll see. Okay. So, you know, Dave's Corner, I always like to ask philosophical questions in reference to what would you do and how would you handle these situations, whatever the case may be. So here we go. Today's question. If your significant other gave you a hall pass with your all-time crush, would you use it?
All right, what would you do, Leonard. Dave?
No. Leonard, what would you do?
So,
you know I'm going there first.
Right. So figuratively, we've had that talk before, because, you know, it comes up in movies and, you know, all that stuff. Now, she told me figuratively that, yes, right? But I know the mind of a woman, and I know that's a lie. Like they just like when they say, do I look fat in this dress? You know, you can either give one answer and you know what the reaction is going to be, and you can give the other answer and know what the reaction is, and You know, you choose wisely. So I know that even if she offered it, that it would be a test. And a test where if I accepted, I would fail that test. I already know that.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, even on the flip side, I don't even know who my all-time crush would be. Like, I really, you know, it's funny because a lot of people have, like, a crushes immediately in their mind. Well, I'm sorry. Maybe if I, okay. I could probably name off a few. But
I was curious. I think you could.
Yeah, but I mean, I already know that that'd be a trap. I would not do it, and I definitely no relationship that I'm in that I care about somebody would I ever offer them a hall pass for somebody else. Now, with the exception, now let's well, if I hate to say I hate to sound like a pimp. But of course, you know, when we talked about, what was it, Indecent Proposal?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was a certain amount of money to it and me and my wife looked at each other like, hey, like, we got to do this. But I mean, other than that, no.
Okay.
I would not do it.
And did y'all hear everything that Leonard just said?
Yeah, I try to talk in a lot of circles. I try to talk in a lot of circles.
Confusion. You notice that, people. You
smoke and mirrors.
Okay. And just in case people don't get what it is that I just brought up in reference to the question or the, you know, the thought of the day, let me give you a definition of what hall pass is. Now, of course, we have a definition from when we were in school. Everybody knew what a hall pass was. That's when you were given something. Usually, it could be like a, you know, something that was like already pre-put together, and it had a hall pass on it that gave you permission to go out and, you know, be in the hall when everybody's supposed to be in class. Either you were going somewhere for the teacher, or, you know, you were, you maybe had to go to the office or to the nurse or, you know, somewhere, but you had to have proof that you were allowed to be outside the classroom that you were supposed to be in. Am I right? That's normally what hall mm-hmm. pass usually was back right. in school, right? So now there's a new type of hall pass that, using the same logic as the hall pass that we know from school, but now using it in a different way, okay? So I'm going to give you a definition from the Urban Dictionary, and I'm going to give you an example of how, of what, you know, you could say how a hall pass would be used. So here we go. The definition from the Urban Dictionary, it says a week off or day off from marriage or the relationship that you may be in to do whatever you want without any consequences. That sounds deep, right? So here's the example. This is a scenario. Guy one. I'm headed off to Vegas for a week of unbridled debauchery and serious
debauchery? Wow.
Yeah, that's a good word, right? Yeah. Debauchery. And serious shenanigans, okay? Guy number two says, what? Did you get a hall pass from your wife? And guy number one says, yes, I actually did. And guy number two says, lucky you. And so that's what happened. And so that's the example that people use. And so that's what the hall pass is all about now. Now, if you get a chance to actually be able to do that with your high school crush or maybe childhood crush or celebrity crush, How many times do you think people are going to turn that down? You know, I know there was a friend of mine about 5 years ago was in Vegas. And they ran into a certain celebrity. I'm not going to say their name. But they ran into a certain celebrity that they were crazy about in one of the casinos there. And she was with two other girlfriends of her. And all three of these women are very, you know, nice looking women. And they're hanging out at the blackjack table. And this particular celebrity, who they had spotted earlier, came over and sat down at the table that they were at and started playing blackjack with them. And he was particularly chatty with my friend. So she once told me years ago, and I've known this person a long time, that that was one of her crutches. I can't even get the word out, crutches. And I was like, you know, so, you know, she told me, you know, about, you know, running into him and so forth. And I said to her, did anything happen? She said, no. But now, and this person is in a relationship. You know, my friend is in a relationship, a long-term relationship. If he had asked, I can't say that I would have said no. I said, wow. And I said, well, what if your significant other found out about that? You know what she told me? And she started laughing. She said, he knows if I ever ran into this person that I might slip up. I said, did you tell him about Vegas? He said, no, because I kept that to myself. And, but she said, if he had asked her and, you know, she had some drink, you know, some extra drink in her, she can't say that she would have said no.
Okay, dude. Well, who was a celebrity? Because, I mean, that's, it's still very anonymous.
The celebrity was
the listeners want to know.
It was Idris Elba.
It was who?
Idris.
Oh, Idris. Yeah. So you already know Idris ain't gonna play himself and get caught up in nothing. So I'm not surprised that he did not ask.
I know, but my friend was like, he said, Dave, you don't understand. He said, I was happy. And apparently the two girls she was with, they're crazy about her, about him too. So, you know, so they all were, you know. And but he apparently was very cool. He hung out with them at the table. They played for about a half an hour, 45 minutes. And then they went over to, he went over to play roulette. And he asked them to join him. And they went over there with him. And they just kind of hung out with him for about an hour and a half. They hung out with him, you know, and he was real cool, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I guarantee if half of our, I guarantee over half of our female listeners, if they were in that same situation, they would have pulled out a hall pass too.
Look what my man gave me. Right. Look what my significant other gave me. So, you know, it's whatever, you know, it's whatever. That's what they would say, you know. So, you know, I know what you call them. There was a, you know, there was an article online one day and they said, who are the most desirable women amongst married men? And the top three, Beyonce was in there. It was Beyonce. Jennifer Lopez was also one. And believe it or not, it was like a big surprise, but I get it. Margot Robbie was another one.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, and you never heard that name before?
Nope.
Margot Robbie is... Did you see the Suicide Squad?
I did.
She played what's her name?
I don't remember.
Harlequin. Harlequin.
Oh, really?
That's her. Okay. Margot Robbie. Right. Yeah, she's
definitely wouldn't have been played, on my list.
No, but you know, she's played some very interesting roles, provocative roles. The men are crazy about her, believe it or not. They really are. So they had, you know, but Beyonce was definitely on the list. Now, just like you said about him, you know, look, how many people would definitely take a hall pass out for Beyonce or Janet Jackson or, you know,
Rihanna,
you know, we can name Rihanna, you know, look, as soon as they announced Rihanna was doing the Super Bowl, everybody just freaked out, man. Everybody was going crazy, so. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, that whole tie to Jay-Z, you know,
he's going to keep his people involved.
And it doesn't hurt that they won an Emmy from last year's show. You know what I mean? You know,
and Rihanna's a superstar, so ain't nobody gonna complain about it too much.
Nope. Everybody waiting for her to release new music too. You know, so. Yeah, definitely. So, but yeah, the Hall Pass thing has really been. You ever see the movie Hall Pass?
It was a great movie.
It was good. It was a great movie, and it really kind of summed everything up as far as what everybody goes through when it comes to the Hall Pass. But a lot of times, you know, in this movie, a guy had a Hall Pass, and you know, ended up couldn't do anything.
Right. And Dave, that would be my luck if I were granted one. Like, I already know.
It would be your luck. It would be your luck. You got the Hall Pass and can't even use it. That's a shame, you know. So, yeah. But, I always wonder what people would do if they, you know, you probably got some people walking around, hey, look what I got. You know, they can't use it, you know. So, but folks, when you get a moment, please write in and let us know what you think you would do in that situation.
Hold on, you never answered. You told all the stories. You told 8 different stories and never answered the question. You think he's slick? Oh. Dave thinks he's slick. Dave will hear about that. Dave will hear about the end of the show. Then answer the question.
First of all, Leonard, I already knew you wouldn't let me get off without answering.
I was waiting. Dave told a story about Vegas, Idris. Then he told a story about the top 3 women. And then he talked about, all right, folks, it was good.
you know, I will say this about me.
No, don't say this. Answer the question.
No, I am. I'm answering the question. If I had a hall pass for somebody that I would consider I would be crushing on or I have crushed on in the past, I would probably have to say to myself, is this going to be worth it or is this going to change the course of the rest of my life by doing this? So, because when you make a decision like that and when you step that way, it could change a lot of things, not only just for you, but for everybody involved. Because, of course, now you got that whole mental aspect that you got to deal with is how you, because if that night or day or whenever goes great, you're not going to be able to stop thinking about it.
Maybe. Right? Oh, man, how mad would you be? You get a hall pass and it sucks.
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother story because you're still messed up mentally from that, too. If you think about it. Because if it's, you know, you didn't thought about this person all this time and then all of a sudden you get a chance to hook up with them and then it sucks. Oh, my gosh. So I'd be so upset, man. That's a whole nother story right there. So I would have to think long and hard, Leonard, before I took that move and took that thing out of my pocket. I'll be honest with you. I really would. And I don't know if I would do it because I don't know if I can handle it being done to me.
Right.
You know, we men are very territorial. Look, we and we're wrong for that because we will do anything in the world, you know, that we want to do, but then we don't want it done to us, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's why I thought about it. If I was in a relationship, I don't ever see giving a hall pass to somebody. You know, in fact, that's something I would probably never even bring up. You know, it just doesn't cross my mind.
Well, I think the whole concept of a hall pass came about to try to curb the whole cheating thing. You know, because don't go out and, you know, don't go out and cheat with somebody and behind my back. If I give you the hall pass, I'm saying it's okay. You can do it this once. But you got to tell me.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever the parameters are around that hall pass, you know.
And you got to bring your ass back home. You know what I mean?
And you got to come back. And you got to come back home.
Right.
Because this doesn't mean that we're over. It just means that I let you have something that you need. Because, you know, some wives or some husbands, I'll say that as well, or some significant others, because he, she, they, whatever. Has once their significant other to be happy in whatever way they can make them. If they feel they're not happy for some reason or another, then they want to try to make them happy. The whole concept of this hall pass thing came about over the last few years because people are trying to make people happy to keep them home, to keep them from leaving or whatever the case may be. Does this guarantee that they're not going to leave? I don't know. We might have that situation like we had in Harlem Nights when my man called up his wife and said, baby, I ain't never coming home. Right. You know, that type of situation. We don't necessarily want that. That's not what the hall pass is for, you know. But let's see how many of our people say what they had to say about the hall pass to see what they would do in that situation. Okay, is that good enough for you, sir?
Yeah, that works. So the answer is yes. Okay, that got works. It.
Okay. Okay, yeah, anyway.
Came through. Hold on, yeah, so is the answer no or is it yes?
My answer was I don't think I could do it.
So it's a no.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell Beyonce, Rihanna, Angela.
Look, I could look at you all day long. You know, I'm not gonna look. Back in the day, all of us young guys wanted to be with Pam Grier, man, because Pam Grier mm-hmm. was our girl back in the day. Oh, look, all we can do is look at her. That's all we can do, you know. So, yeah. So, well, guys, you've heard it all. This is News and Trends with Dave and Len. We hope you enjoyed our show. Please definitely check in with us on our Instagram page, News and Trends, the News and Trends podcast, and also our Facebook page. And you can definitely reach out to us. Remember to get those videos in for our contest. To join us on our anniversary show, which is coming up in a few weeks. So make sure you definitely get those videos into us because we are anxious to find out who's going to be hosting with us that particular night. Okay. And we We know it's going to be one of our faithful listeners, so we need you guys to definitely do that for us. Okay? So please tune in on Friday night for our weekend roundup. We will definitely, we know last week we didn't get a chance to do our weekend roundup live, but this week we definitely will be doing it, you know, so tune in and make sure that you join us for this Friday's weekend roundup at 6 o'clock. Okay, Len, you got anything you want to add?
No, just hopefully everyone has a great week, productive, stay safe.
Oh, let me add, I'll talk about it on Friday. Am I? I'll bring that up on Friday. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Oh, no, you good. Just hope everyone has a good, productive week and stay safe.
Okay. And prayers out to the people out who are bracing themselves down in Florida and some of the Caribbean areas as far as Hurricane Ian. We hear that thing has, you know, it's really building. So prayers, you know, and safe, you know, because a lot of people leave in Florida. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I'm blaming.
Yeah.
What surprises me is all the people who are hunkering down, because I'm pretty sure I'd be packing up and rolling out.
Yeah, well, you know, hurricane season ain't no joke, and, you know, I don't know. They said this thing is packing a wallop. And when you look at, I don't know if you looked at the weather, like towards after Wednesday, it's nothing but rain. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So, but prayers to you guys down there and safe keeping and safe travels to anybody that may be traveling. Okay. So, because we have some listeners down in Florida in that area. So, all right. So with that being said, we're going to say good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.